Welcome back to the Just Because podcast, about all things life and cosplay. And yes, it's your boy, it's Jeremy. I'm back again, this time with another very exciting special guest. This time, hailing all the way from Italy. And you'll be like, wow, when did you go to Italy? I haven't been to Italy, all right? It's still on my bucket list. I'm going there eventually. But what I did is I went to Japan, as you know, and I went to the World Cosplay Summit. And another wonderful team we met over there was Team Italy. Now, one of Team Italy, you would have seen, they're tall, they're dark, they're handsome, they've got a rugged beard you just want to run your face through and maybe like, wow, what a beautiful man. He sounds like, oh, it's just music to your ears. It's like the Italian stallion in the flesh. Everybody, please welcome to the show. It's Alessandro. Hello, Alessandro. Thank you for joining me today.
Hello, Jeremy. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful. You look beautiful. If anyone can't see him right now, when he was over in Japan, he was blonde, he had a shaved face, and now he's just like this beautiful beard, he's the dark features, just, oh, you look great, my friend.
dude, you are so beautiful. No. You are so beautiful. No.
It's,
don't be shy.
It's you. Yeah. Oh, I'm not shy. Oh,
not you.
Now, Alessandro was one of the teams that we met in Japan, obviously, and he really stood out because he's like, what? How tall are you? Like 2 meters? 2.1 meters?
It's about 192. Yeah.
192. So if anyone who does things in feet, that's like 6...
I don't know.
2, 6, 3, 6, 4. I don't know. But he's a tall man. Tall, beautiful man. Now, Alessandro, we'll get into the nitty-gritty of everything about, you know, your life and how you got to where you are today through cosplay. But for anybody who doesn't know you, can you give us a bit of an introduction about yourself and your life in cosplay?
Oh, well, my life in cosplay.
Yeah, just tell us a bit about yourself for anyone who doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. I am. My job is a cellarman. I sell food in Italy. And, an Italian man who sells food in Italy. Wow, it's just really particular. No. Also, it's a beautiful hobby, the cosplay. I started in 2011, and I am here. Before the COVID was my job, I work on theater. Then I need to change work because all theater in all the world are closed. So I found this job and I traveled to Catania from Bologna. And now in this moment I live in Bologna, in the middle of Italy. Mortadella, tortellini, lasagne, they are made in Bologna. So
wow, okay.
Yeah, I live in the country of the pasta.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
No, I never knew that there was like a city in Italy that's like, this is where pasta is made. This is the home of pasta.
Yeah, yeah. Bologna is the heart of the lasagne, the tortellini is the heart of pasta and the salumi, also mortadella, prosciutto, parmesan. It's a great country for the food, Bologna.
Well, also, everything that you were saying was just food. And I'm like, wow, I know all of those words. I didn't think I knew any Italian at all, but then you was like, wow, you have the... you know, the pasta and the spaghetti and the parmesan and the, wow, they're all words I know. This is fantastic. But
it is connected with the cosplay because in Italy we have this love and hate with the food because we are all fit guy, but we can eat too much. But we have all mothers saying, Eat, perché non mangi così? And we, mom, please stop it. I need to wear cosplay. so it's a really big problem in Italy. Anyone else? We need to talk cosplay, not food. Sorry.
Hey, no, that's fine. This is part of the discussion. Because I think...
The food.
It was really funny because when we were at the World Cosplay Summit in Japan, there were several times in which we were either eating together or there was a time in which they gave us pizza or something. And everybody was like looking at Alessandro. It was like, tell us, how is the pizza? Is it good? And so there was a crowd of, I don't know, 20 or 30 of us just looking at you eat this pizza, waiting for you to tell us. It's like, is it good? Is it bad? It was just a mozzarella pizza. I don't think it was anything too special, but you know, okay. For anybody who doesn't know, and I'm sorry if I stuffed this up, Alessandro, but when they talk a lot with their hands and their facial expressions, and so any emotion that you get from talking to an Italian, especially someone like Alessandro, you could just feel the passion of what they were talking about through the way that they moved their body and their hands. And so whenever he was describing food in particular, you felt his joy when it was good food, you felt his pain when it was terrible. It was a lovely sight to behold. Pizza. About the pizza.
I remember when I asked in Japan after the World Cosplay Summit, a friend bring me in a Italian restaurant, and when I asked to the chef, sorry, what kind of cheese put on the pizza? Italian cheese, anzi, Italian cheese. Wait. What kind of cheese? In Italy, we have a lot of kind of cheese.
Yeah.
Mozzarella, stracchino, parmesan. Italian cheese. What kind of dog you have? A dog. Okay, what kind of race of dog? It's the same things. So I'm going mad in Japan for this.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah. But I remember the moment when they give us the pizza for lunch, and everyone watching me, I was so under pressure for this moment.
Right.
When I give a bite on the pizza, I was like, yes, guys, it's edible. You can eat it.
I've got a video of it somewhere. It was very... You could just see everybody looking with expectations. Like, is this good pizza? Is this safe to eat? The Italian man said yes, so it's fine. We'll eat it. Oh, dear. Now, okay. Back to cosplay. So, you mentioned that you started cosplay in 2011. So, it's a while ago now. What got you started in doing cosplay all the way back there? Was it something that you thought as soon as you... saw cosplay, like, yep, that's it. That's the hobby I want to do. Or how did you get started?
Was thanks to my ex-girlfriend. I was totally disinterested to the... And I didn't know the world behind the event, like Kun of manga, anime. I didn't know about that. For me, was only cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not anime. It's cartoon. Yep. My ex-girlfriend bring me in the Etna Comics, the queen of my city on Catania. And when I get in this beautiful place, I see all these people with this strange costume, with a big wing, big weapon. I feel like a children. Because I remember when I was children and I created with my dad a lot of weapon with wood, and I really enjoy it. And when the kun is finished, I feel so bad because I wanted it again and again and again, and it was the only kun in my city in 1 year. So I need to wait 1 year for went again to Etna Comics. So I think, yeah, this is my place.
That's really cool.
And I remember my first cosplay was Saul Evans from Soul Eater.
Oh wow! And, okay.
Yeah, I love so much Soul Eater. It's a great manga.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I use air spray paint for paint my hair, and leather jacket, a black leather jacket, and I went to the event, and I was so happy. And with the time, my passion grew up, and decided to, yes, I think, yes, this is my the world where I can grow up with my passion. So I started with the, first of all, with the wood to create some weapons. Then in this time we didn't have the foam in Italy in 2011,
okay,
or 2012. We have the we use the card and the glue to recreate like a child play.
Yeah, yeah.
The weapon, the armor. I don't know how we can wait. I search because I don't know. Is the translation of carta pesta? Wait a second. Carta pesta.
Carta pesta.
Yeah, yeah. Wait a second. It's a particular
material. Word. Yeah.
Carta pesta. Paper mesh.
Oh, paper mache. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used the paper mesh for the first time. Then I used foam, and with the time my passion grew up, and I decided to start with the competition and to make a clean work with my weapon. And then I decided to go to an art academy in Sicily.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I'm a scenography.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So after before the COVID, I do this for work, but then it's a really big disaster, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone in the world know this problem. Yeah. And this is how I started with the cosplay.
Wow. Okay. With your job, you said you were in cinematography or in theater before COVID. Is that something that you feel like you would like to go back and do as a job if you could? Or is the passion for food even better now that you're working in that industry?
The problem, I was work in a theater, and the problem I'm really afraid about another problem like that, and I live a bad moment when I haven't work because I go to live alone when I was really young. My family always helped me, but stay without a works for me, it was really bad, really, really bad. I feel like a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a shit. Also, I'm really afraid about another problem can close all the world about theater. So for the for this reason, I remain with the food company because people need to always to
people need
eat.
To eat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So in the period of COVID, my company always work, and so never closed. So it's for my for don't go mad without work. I remain with the food company.
That's fair. No, that's good. I think it's nice that you've found your priorities of do I want to do a job I enjoy slightly more. Or do I want to just, because you found yourself, when I'm working, when you're being active, that helps you a lot. So just being able to kind of stay in a job you know is going to stay around is probably good for your security, I suppose.
Yes, security, because I always think dreams are beautiful, but don't need your problem with the hungry.
Yeah.
Don't feed you the dreams. Yeah,
that's a good way of putting it. Now, you actually mentioned before as well, because just before this call, we were talking a little bit, and I asked you, it's like, oh, you're working on a new costume, you're going to go to, where was it, the Amsterdam or something for another convention? So, in that way, because, when I came back from Japan, I've taken a step back from just, well, let's do another costume, another competition, another costume. Because I, for myself, I've, same thing as you, I've been doing competitions for a long time, and that's all I've been doing. So it's like, okay, let's, for me, I'm like, all right, let's take a step back. Let's see what else life has to offer. Let's talk to some other cosplayers who are inspirational and, very handsome looking, and see what their story's all about and learn where they're coming from. But for yourself, it sounds like, you're still very much into doing competitions, making cool costumes, not for the sole purpose of just like, oh, I need to win. It's just because you enjoy competing, you enjoy making the costume. So for that reason, what kind of, at this point in time, is, makes you want to keep on pursuing that? What makes you want to keep on making costumes? Where does the motivation come from, I suppose?
The motivation is behind my passion, because I feel so alive when I do competition, and I love so much my costume, a difficult costume, and when I go to the event, I love know new people. Make experience, and the experience behind a competition, it's very particular, because sometimes you can know a person really competitive and make feel you bad, because maybe sometimes it's a little bit of piece of shit. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, when a person it's too much competitive, it's a little bit piece of. Also, it's a beautiful experience. And World Cosplay Summit for me, it was the first time I went out of Italy. The first time.
Wow.
And
okay.
No, for a competition.
Oh, for a competition, right.
Yeah.
I was about to say, live in the middle of Europe, and you're telling me you haven't flown to another country for a convention before. Like, that's...
Yeah, because in Italy, we have about 100 events. Yeah, we have an event once a week, really.
Wow. that's incredible.
So I didn't have the pressure to go out of Italy.
Yeah.
Because we have so much event, but with the World Cosplay Summit, I feel the necessity to go out of Italy, to know new people from all around the world. And for this reason, I went with Evie to Amsterdam, and another event I can tell. It's a surprise.
Okay.
It's not sure, but for no new people, and show my works all around the world. Because if you have a job, if you have a hobby like cosplay, it's really beautiful. Show your passion, your and work to all the people. Because you show your soul, I think, like that. Yeah, because our cosplay, it's our soul.
Yeah, that's a beautiful line. I'm writing that down. You show your soul through cosplay. That's really nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So you've been doing that for a while, and obviously the fire of passion is still burning within you. Ever since you went to Japan for World Cosplay Summit, What's the experience been like, both, you know, being selected as the representative for Italy, you know, going to Japan, competing, meeting people, and also even, you know, coming back to Italy? You know, just from your experience, when you got selected to be the representative, because I know Italy specifically, for anyone who doesn't know, Italy has a huge and enormous cosplay scene. That's home to Roma, I think Roma Comics? That's, I looked it up. Apart from Comiket in Japan, that is the biggest cosplay, you know, comic festival in the world. That's like number two, right after Comiket. It's crazy.
And in Italy, we have the second event most bigger in the world.
Yeah,
Luca
the second.
Comics.
Luca Comics, yeah. Sorry. Luca Comics. That's
Luca
the
Comics.
One.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, for anyone who's like, oh, you know, Italy can't be... No, Italy is enormous when it comes to, you know, the cosplay scene or just comics or conventions in general. It's got an enormous scene. But obviously for, you know, getting selected to go represent Italy in World Cosplay Summits, that itself would have been super competitive. But, you know, going there, competing, coming back, has that for you personally, you know, has that opened up any doors or helped you make any connections with any people that's really helped, you know, kind of go forward with your, you know, cosplay career, you know, meeting people, becoming a guest, that kind of thing? Has that helped at all?
Totally changed my life because, yeah, open a lot of doors because, yeah, the Kun invited us like a guest also to judge an event. And only the last year we went to Sardinia. You know Sardinia?
I don't.
Another island of Italy.
It sounds beautiful, just by the way you call it. It's Sardinia.
Yeah. In Italy, it's Sardegna.
Sardegna. Okay.
I think the pronounce in English is Sardinia. Anyway, Sardegna have a beautiful cosplay community because it's a little island on the left of Italy, and you can go there only by plane or boat.
Okay.
Only there is any road, and it's a standalone community out of Italy.
Wow.
It's
okay.
Really strange. And they have a really high level, and they are so connected everyone with all the cosplayer.
Wow.
And I think was the most beautiful experience when I come back to World Cosplay Summit. Because they invited only the representative of Italy on World Cosplay Summit.
Wow!
So you can be guest on Jocomics only if you are went to World Cosplay Summit.
Wow!
Yeah, because they want a high level of judge. So yeah, World Cosplay Summit I think changed my life. And open a lot of door. I remember the moment when they call our name when we win, and I cry a lot of, really, I cry like a children when the ice cream fall on the ground. It was amazing because we was at Rome. And my family was at Catania. It's about really long of distance.
Yeah.
And my family, it was reunited for a dinner and wait the end of the event to know if I win or not. And all my family, about 30 person in a house, wait this moment. And when I call my father, it's like, Dad, tell me. I win. Nah. I don't believe you. You fuck me. No. Dad, I win. Guys, Alessandro win!
That's amazing.
Win. Yeah, it's so strange. And I think that the moment when I feel most... The thing bring me to the World Cosplay Summit. The most important thing... after the World Cosplay Summit, I feel more connected with my dad.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, because he phoned me every day to know how the work's going on, to tell me he believes in me. I'm proud of you. You are my son. I love you. You make me so proud. Thanks to the World Cosplay Summit, yeah, the biggest door opened me was the good feeling with my dad.
That is so sweet. Oh my god.
Oh,
that's really amazing. I'm really happy to hear that for you. What I just need to ask, you know, before you won the competition, I thought everyone's thinking this. Before you won the competition, you know, were you still close with your dad, or did he like not support you doing cosplay, or kind of what was the go there?
Oh, he always supported me.
Yeah,
always. He thinks it was like a child play.
Right.
No. It's the problem if it was he think it's not a really good hobby, because I always talk with him. There is a group of people in Cosplay Italy.
Mm.
It was a little bit toxic.
Right.
And he feel my pain.
Right.
About this, and always told me, do something else. Don't focus only on cosplay. You are a great artist. Make something else. Sculpt something with the wood. Don't do only cosplay. But then I think he understand I was born for do this.
Yeah.
And it's my really passion. It's my how I say after it's my soul. And after I win, you understand it. This is my dreams,
yeah.
my passion. So we have a much feeling after that. But he always supported me, always.
That's honestly really very, very sweet to hear. Because your story got to me a little bit. I'm like, just hearing about, you know, all of your family just, you know, listening in on the phone and just cheering for you. You know, when you did win, that's such an amazing, just an amazing kind of support network to have from the people that are so close to you. Because, I'm really, really happy to hear that, because I think a lot of people could probably relate to probably my side on this is, you know, when it happened, same thing, except my parents knew that, you know, I do it because I enjoy it. It, you know, cosplay makes me happy. But the only questions I ever got was just, another competition. Is this going to be your last one? Oh, are you going to stop soon? Are you going to try to do something else? You know, you're getting a bit old now. Is that something that you still want to keep doing? But, you know, even after I told them, hey, we won, like, we're going to Japan, we're going to represent the country kind of thing. They're like, oh, you know, that's really cool. I'm really happy for you. But there was never that level of like, oh, you know, let's... you know, I'm going to sit here and wait. How's the competition? Do you need... not that I need, you know, someone to be like, you know, let me drive you there. You know, do you need someone to help carry your stuff? Do you want to come over and talk about, you know, how you're feeling kind of stuff? I think for a lot of us, cosplay is a hobby. And it's purely that. It's something to spend a bit of time on. And, you know, I think for our parents, if they see us not enjoying it because of, you know, toxic people or... you know, we're getting really stressed over getting this costume finished in time. They're like, you know, why are you stressing? It should be fun. This is a bad hobby because you're stressing, you're not having fun. You know, I think it's a hobby or just an activity in which not a lot of parents understand the passion, purely the passion that goes into it. All they can see is, you know, sometimes how stressed it makes us or how miserable it makes us. So that's why they probably say, oh, you know, you should try to do something else. You should try to do woodworking. You should do, you know, put your artistic talents in another direction. But I'm really happy to hear that, you know, especially your father, tell him, he's like, you know, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy that you've done this kind of thing. And, you know, if anything, and this is the sweetest part to me, the biggest door that's opened up for you personally is it's helped me connect a lot more with my father. Like, oh my god, what a line. Fuck off.
I admit not everyone have the same lucky. Also in Italy I hear a lot of time your same problem, and I feel so bad because I am really lucky, and I want everyone have the same lucky about with his parents. Because I think all hobby are need to be supported by the parents.
Yeah.
Because it's not good when your father or your mother or everyone else told you, oh, another race? Yeah. Yeah, another race. Any problem? I need it. I feel so good when I do another competition.
Mm.
What is your problem? I bring with me. No. It's my things.
Yeah.
It's my hobby. And if you love me, you need only support me.
Just feel happy that I'm happy for, right? That's it.
Feel happy for me. I didn't ask you money. Yeah.
Well, I know, because you actually mentioned a bit before too when we were talking just before this we started. I hit the record button. You mentioned that it's obviously very competitive. There's a lot of people who are very interested in the hobby, but at the same time, it's not cheap. It's quite an expensive thing to do because, you know, both the cost of living in Europe or just Italy itself is very expensive. And, you know, just being able to say, all right, I want to invest some money into making another costume where, you know, it's not necessarily about do I win, do I lose? It's just I enjoy competing. I enjoy going up on stage and showing what I can do. What for yourself as a mindset when someone says, you know, fuck, that's an expensive hobby. It's a lot of time going into something like this. What do you think when someone kind of says that?
I think that is true because cosplay, it's really expensive.
Mm.
Also, in Italy, I was talking to you before, the life in Italy is not cheap.
Mm.
The salary is one of the lowest in Europe.
Yeah, wow.
We didn't have the base of salary. You can do a work at Milan and take 1K, and you can do the same works in the south of Italy and take 5,000 bucks. Yeah,
right.
It's really strange, Italy, about that. So the salary, I think, is the most problem in my country, because a young man who enter in the world of the works, it's very difficult for him introduce in a private life, get a house, get a car, get a family, because the salary is really low.
Right.
And do cosplay, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy because you need to hit. You need to pay the bill.
Yeah.
You need the clothes, and also you need a lot of fabrics, material, 3D printer to make cosplay.
Yeah.
And when someone told me it's you recommended to do cosplay? No, drugs. Use drugs. It's better. Because I think that the money spent for the money for the cosplay, I can buy an house, really.
Wow. From
2011 from now, I can buy an house, really. Because if you think 2011 from 2012, I spend about 10k.
Mm. If you don't mind me asking, and because in Australia, we've got a bit of a housing crisis over here. A lot of people, during COVID or just after COVID, they wanted to move to Australia. Like, a lot of people. And because of that, there's not enough houses in Australia at the moment. So, right now, the house prices are extremely high. Extremely high. So, you know, just getting a... For example, a one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment, right? A very small apartment. You know, right now, that's going for nearly $500,000, which is... I think that's like 250,000, 300,000 euro. That is like almost doubled in price since COVID.
$500,000?
Yes, $500,000. So 500,000.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But what is your base salary?
Oh, look, our base salary. If you worked at McDonald's. Okay.
Okay.
If you worked at McDonald's full time, so, you know, 38, 40 hours a week, we pay reasonably. So you'd make per year maybe $50,000 or $60,000. So that's
for okay.
That's like 30, I'll say 40,000 euro maybe. 30,000 euro, 40,000 euro per year.
In Italy for a month of work on McDonald's. Mm. You can get for a month 1,200 euro.
So per year, that would be about 15,000 or 16,000 euro. Yeah. Well. Okay. So our salary is higher, definitely. But how much is a house in Italy? Like a small apartment, a very small apartment. How much does that cost?
A small apartment, for example, it's strange because if you buy an apartment at Milan, the price is really high.
Of course,
really.
Yeah.
Also, $500,000, you can get a small apartment at Milan.
In Milan, okay.
But, yeah, Milan, yeah. But if you buy the same house. In Sicily, at Catania, or Naples, you can find about I don't know, under the 10,000. Yeah,
under 10,000.
No, 100. Sorry,
100,000. I was under, like,
yeah. Sorry. Okay. It depends about the place in Italy you want to live, because in the south of Italy it's really difficult to find a job. It's really difficult, really. In the north you can find a work really easily, but the salary is more high.
Okay.
But the house is really really expensive. If you start to make cosplay, first of all, find a job.
Yeah.
Find a job. You need a place to work. So also the people can see the webcam, but you can see it. This is my job space.
Okay.
It's only room, but I have all the necessary. 3D printing, cutter laser, it's more easy. But I remember when I'm moving for my first house, I didn't have a dedicated room for work on cosplay, so I remember I work on cosplay on the same table where I eat.
Wow. Okay, same as me. It's fine.
Yeah. For me, it was terrible because when I stay with my parents, I have an entire house for work on cosplay because they live in a
He's translating again for anyone wondering about the pause. It's
I need it because I don't know some words. Independent house with two floor.
Okay.
And the first floor was only for me.
Wow.
And, I used all the first floor for my cosplay. Yeah, so I moved alone in a new house, and I didn't have space to work on cosplay.
Yeah.
And in this period I did cosplay commission.
Okay.
So I make cosplay for another people, and I didn't have space for works on this cosplay. I remember I sleep near my Rathalos armor for
Monster
one
Hunter.
Person. Yeah. So I make about 3-4 armor, Rathalos armor.
Oh my god!
In, 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah, that was so crazy. Yeah, and it was for Lucca Comics.
Okay, interesting.
Because in the period of Lucca Comics, you have a lot of jobs to do with the commission.
Yeah, yeah.
All the people wake up for the sleep and, oh, I need a cosplay for Lucca 1 month before the comics.
Oh my god. Do you still do commissions now, or you've stopped doing commissions?
No. I stopped it. I prefer work, get money, and spend this money for me, for my cats, and for my cosplay.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Now,
you mentioned before as well, because I know that you don't do cosplay for the money. It's for the passion, and I can 100% see that, and I really love that about you. But just like with COVID and the job that you had in theatre, say that you, because I know for, especially for people in Europe, there's a lot more opportunity for cosplay as, I want to say, as a career, in terms of being a guest or, selling prints or just going around the, like I said, in Italy alone, there's enough conventions that you could go to one nearly every week in just Italy. So, that takes away from every other country within, 2 hours flying of Italy. You could visit just about every country in Europe, and there would be a convention around if you really wanted to. But for yourself personally, if the opportunity came up, like you said, to do more guest judging, to appear at conventions, to sell sexy prints of you, stuff like that.
Maybe.
If the opportunity to kind of come up and do work like that came up for you, is that something that you think you would invest a lot more time and effort and energy into, so that would be your only job? Because, as you know, sometimes sales are really good and it does great. Sometimes, it's not very good. So it's very, unsure. You're not really sure where it is. But do you feel like for yourself personally, that's the kind of work that you would like to pursue?
Yes. You say something that it was my big dreams. For all my life, I always dreamed to sell my sexy print. It's not a joke, really.
Well, why?
It's not a joke.
I would buy a sexy print of Alessandro. So why haven't you started is the question.
Yeah. I'm working on. You think about in 2015. I sent the candidation for Cosplay Deviants, and they accepted me. Yeah.
Okay.
But then I started with Academy of Art, so
okay,
I never use this opportunity, and in this moment I work on myself. I buy a lot of a trickster for make some gym. Because at my house I have a room for guests that I use it for also for a gym.
Right.
And my biggest dreams in this moment, it's make a content for the for who like the daddy beer.
I see. Okay.
The
okay.
Daddy beer in cosplay. Yeah. So not much muscle, but big. and daddy cosplay. So
okay,
all
I see.
Daddy in the anime, in the comics, on the movie, and make sexy content without the naked.
Without the nakedness.
Only sexy pic.
There's a market for that. There is 100% a market for sexy daddies. 100%.
I know.
So
I know.
You never thought about going back to Cosplay Deviants after that?
I don't know, because in this moment I sometimes see the page of Cosplay Deviants, and they always running up for a girl.
Right. Yeah.
I see a little bit portion of men who do this. My favorite, I follow this guy, is Prince Guzman. You know?
Okay, yeah.
Prince Guzman, it's a really cool guy. He have a beautiful body and make a great costume. He specialized in the prosthetic.
Okay.
And he make really well. It's incredible. Boys and girls who follow this this podcast, follow Prince Guzman. It's a really hot guy.
And I'm going to Google that really quickly. But for anyone who doesn't know what Cosplay Deviants is that Alessandro is talking about, there is a page set up. I'm sure every one of us has been a little bit horny sometimes and you're thinking about cosplay or whatever. Type in Cosplay Deviants just to take a quick look. It's basically... it's OnlyFans, the modern-day OnlyFans. But back 5, 6, maybe 10 years ago, that was quite literally where people would do, you know, nude photography in cosplay, and it was like a pay-to-access site. So it's basically softcore porn. But obviously they're being paid as a model, as a contractor, to go on this website, and that's what Alessandro got offered to do, basically, which he turned down because he's like, no, I'm gonna do my own thing. Obviously nowadays, you know, everyone does OnlyFans and they're self-employed, so they can, you know, do the same kind of thing, just they keep all the money instead of having to pay a cut of it to somebody else, which is why you know, some people prefer to do that instead. But that's you're honestly one of the first people I've talked to who has thought about going down that path, in all seriousness, and no disrespect whatsoever, because I think for anyone who does do that kind of work, that takes like another level of, you know, confidence and self-belief to be like, you know what, I feel good, but I even feel better when I'm naked and everyone can see it. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, but this curiosity born because I make all the step of the cosplay, all the step. But this kind of step missing me, really.
Yeah.
And I want to try it because I want to experiment all the step connected with the cosplay.
To
understand all the kind of people, you know, the boy or the girl who do only fans.
Yeah.
The person who make only competition or make cosplay because he loved this character and make the costume. And I think cosplay, it's all of this. And before you judge the person, you know, who do something different, you need to experiment this, his passion, his job. For this reason, I want to try to do this.
That's a really...
Because in Italy... because in Italy, we have a lot of girls who make OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And I want to understand the motivation behind his choose.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a really good thing that you said, actually. In that, you know, it's I think before we judge anybody for doing something that we don't understand, you know, you might think to yourself, oh, no, I would never take off my clothes for money. That's just, you know, only really desperate people do that, or only people who, you know, really want the money. They don't care about cosplay. You know, I don't think that's really the case. But we would never, you and I would never understand that because we've never done that kind of thing before. it's another kind, it's like you said, it's another side to cosplay. It's all intertwined. And, you know, for us to, you know, look at somebody and say, you know, someone who's taking their clothes off, you know, for cosplay, that's not cosplay, or that doesn't count as a cosplayer, or that's, you know, they're not part of this. That's 100% judging them before you even understand what's going on.
Yes, correct.
So, you know, I think it's really good of what you said is, you know, I don't think you can have a conversation with them, you know, talk to them, like, why do you enjoy doing it? Or even better, go a step further with what you said and say, no, I'll do it myself. I'll take my pants off and try to sell those photos to see, you know, what goes on. Because I've yet to actually. No, I talked to Daniela last week. I don't think she goes full nude, but when, you know, obviously I think it'd be good to have a conversation with someone and talk to them about it. So what do you find the most motivating about doing something like that? You know, some people would obviously definitely say, oh, for the money. Some people might feel very free. They might feel very powerful in doing so. Some people might feel that's their best way of expressing their artistic form, which might be through the form of the body, through the way that they make those photos happen. But, you know, you and I both don't do this kind of work, so we can't say for certain what it's all about, right? But, no, you make a really, really good point in that, you know, I think it's a good idea to... We should try to understand anything before we, you know, judge anybody. We shouldn't judge anybody after we understand it. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But just understanding it, that's a really cool thing to kind of go through.
Thank you, Mare.
Yeah. what do you think is, for you personally, the next kind of step for yourself personally? You know, you've been an international representative for your country in an overseas competition. You know, you've done judge work for, you know, other conventions kind of around Italy. You got flown to some beautiful island somewhere. For yourself personally, you know, what do you think's kind of the next step of your journey as a cosplayer? Is it going to be like more competitions, or you're going to like seek work overseas, or do you think your naked modeling career is next? Like, what do you think is the next step for you?
The next step, it's not strange for the first part. On the second part, it's very strange to say it, but the next step is continue to around the world participate in the competition, but for only another two competition or three.
Two or three. Why only two or three?
Extreme Cosplay Gathering.
Okay.
The next year, no. From this year, it became Extreme Cosplay Gathering. Before, it was European Cosplay Gathering.
Actually, that Extreme Cosplay Gathering is going to be at a convention in Australia, in Melbourne, in about 3 weeks' time. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
That's amazing. Okay. So yeah, you want to compete in that one, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then come back on War Cosplay Summit with my biggest dream, Gurren Lagann, because I love so much Gurren Lagann. Gurren Lagann is my favorite anime.
Wow.
I love so much Kamina, and if you know in the video...
I love it!
Yeah.
When are you planning on doing Kamina? Are you going to compete in World Cosplay Summit, or are you just going to go back for a holiday, or what's the plan?
Bring something... participate and bring something with Gurren Lagann. Yeah.
And we should do a collaboration with that, if you've ever wanted to. If you're doing Kamina, I would gladly be your Simon. That would be amazing.
Yeah, bro.
That would be amazing.
yes, please. Yes. Wait, off topic.
Mm.
I think the World Cosplay Summit need to make a competition where people from all around the world can make
just gather. It'd be I've never heard, that's a fantastic idea.
From Italy and Australia,
Gurren Lagann,
Alessandro and Jeremy from Gurren Lagann. It can be great.
Yeah.
World Cosplay Summit didn't do this. I think the next step of the World Cosplay Summit can be this. Make a duo from people from all around
the world. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. This can make a great connection from the, for the people. Anyway, this is the last step.
Yeah, okay.
Bring Gurren Lagann at World Cosplay Summit and then end with my career. Yeah.
Really? Do you think you'll stop after that?
After that, I bring Gurren Lagann at World Cosplay Summit. I think I make all my dreams are real.
Yeah, wow. Well.
The last step is teach my nephew all the secret of the cosplay.
Wow.
Because he have 7 years old and he started to read Dragon Ball. He started to read Ranking of King. He watch anime with me. And when he went to my ex laboratory, he found all my old weapon, and he play with this. For him, it's only toys.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, it's a piece of history, and he played with my whole sword, my armor, and always say, "I wanna be like my biggest hero." My uncle Alessandro.
Oh, that's a bit cute.
Yeah, and my biggest dream, my the last thing I wanna do on my life connected with the cosplay, it's teach to my nephew all my story connected about cosplay, my experience.
Yeah.
Teach him everything I know. This is my last step.
Yeah, okay. Do you think that after that point in time do you think by then you'll have stopped being interested in cosplay, or do you think that you just want to do other things with your life? What's kind of your outlook at that point in time? Because that point in time is what I'm hitting right now. You know, it's kind of like, you know, what else do I want to do? This is, you know, I'm not making costumes for every new convention coming out. I'm not going to every convention anymore. But, you know, it's still nice because, you know, you connect with people, you talk with people. You go out to the video game bar after the convention, go out drinking. That, to me, that's like, you know, that's where the fun part kind of lies these days for me. But do you think that's kind of how you're feeling about it kind of now as time starts to go on, or...?
Go to the convention, drink with the people and know new people.
Yeah,
you mean
more than I need to make a new costume for the convention. That's my number one goal right now.
For now, yes, but then when I end with cosplay, I think I will continue to went to the convention, know the new generation of cosplayer born in Italy, and maybe.
Maybe once in a while you bust out a daddy cosplay.
Maybe. But I think the beautiful things of the convention is no new people and drink with these people. It's the best part of the event, because for me I wait the end of the event for of the convention for went to another people. I know this day to hit something, drink a beer, talk all the night, and I think this I will do for all my life.
Yeah,
because it's a beautiful thing. So know new people.
It's fantastic.
Like
World
Cosplay Summit. Yeah. I remember the moment on World Cosplay Summit when we went to hit Wagyu.
Yes, I remember, of course.
it was fantastic, eat Wagyu together, drink beer.
Yeah.
And I think this is the best part of the World Cosplay Summit.
I think so.
Spend a good time with people from all around the world and no new friend or no new mbare.
Yeah, of course. If anyone hasn't learned yet, mbare is friend in Italian. It's one of the traditions we've learned. And yes, you speak with your hands and your fingers. And if you try to do it, it is a polite thing to do. It is not rude. Unless I'm wrong, Alessandro. Is that like the polite thing to do if we're kind of gesturing to you and we're trying to talk with our hands?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, it's really, in Italy, it's not rude. Also, if you use hands to talk with the people, you make a connection because you can understand. I didn't speak very well English.
You bastard. Understanding perfectly. It's beautiful.
No, really, really. Also, with using the hands, you can help you to understand what you want to say to another people.
Mm.
I remember when I tried to speak in English with the Japanese people. It was really hard, but I understand in Japan they use hands a lot of like Italian.
Wow.
So yeah. I remember when I speak with Daiki and Kunito, they understand me when I started to use the hands. and they also use the hands to speak with me.
Wow.
It's like, wow. My Italian DNA helped me to speak with the Japanese people. Incredible.
Oh my god, I love that. That's really cool. Do you think that even if you don't compete in WCS again, do you think you'll go back as like an alumni? Because for anyone who doesn't know, once you go to the World Cosplay Summit as a representative of your country, you can actually go back any year in the future as an alumni, as someone who's been there in the past. You obviously don't get all expenses paid trip. You have to pay your own way, but you still get to kind of participate in a lot of the activities that the current representatives are going through. You get to be a supporter in that way. So you kind of get to still see behind the scenes. Obviously, the big difference is you're not up on stage. You don't have to worry about rehearsing. But it's something you can do. So, is that something you feel like you would do in the future as an alumni, like go back to visit, or would it kind of really depend on, you know, who's going or who's planning on going?
Maybe because I think the work of the alumni this year was amazing.
Mm.
They help us really a lot of, and I preach it. And I see me on the future help the help another representative from everyone point of the world. I don't know. Help Indonesia team, Taiwan team,
yeah.
To if they need an help for every kind of problem. So maybe one day I'd like to win to World Cosplay Summit like alumni and help another new representative team. Yeah,
that's cool. Something to think about for the future. But that's really nice. Now, I don't know about you. I'm enjoying this so much, but the whole podcast is we've reached the finish. It's been 1 hour. Did you know we've been talking for 1 hour?
Really? Oh wow! I think it was about 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
1 hour. Yeah, 1 hour. Incredible.
It's great because every time I have a chat with someone, it's like, wow, this is such a good conversation. We should keep going. I look at the clock. And I'm like, oh my god, it's the whole hour.
Oh, 1 hour.
Yeah. But yeah, how have you enjoyed being on a podcast? Did it feel like it was a podcast, or were you just having a chat between two mates? How did it feel to you? Was it good?
Yeah, I felt so good chat with you in a podcast. It's a particular experience. Mm. I never think in my life talk with another cosplayer from Australia in a podcast, and I feel so good, and it was really funny.
I'm glad. No, I'm really glad you enjoyed it.
I hope you continue with this project because it's really fantastic. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
È bellissimo.
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 Yeah, no, it's been fantastic to talk with you, because to me the main part is talking with people. Like, I don't care how big your follower count is on Instagram or TikTok. Like, to me, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is talking to somebody who has good energy, good vibes, good.
Thank you.
You know, and to me, you know, when we went to WCS, you would absolutely. One of those people who I just love talking to. You see you each morning. It's like, oh, this, Italy's here. Fantastic.
The same is for me, really.
Oh,
really.
Thank you. So, you know, that's what I wanted to kind of learn about more than anything else, because, you know, you yourself have probably met, you know, people who are very famous or lots of followers, and the energy that they bring when you talk to them is, it's not very good. It's they're very, like, all work mindset, or just, it's not great. So,
yeah.
But, you know, that for every good person to speak to, there's someone who's not as good, and, you know, I'm glad you're yes. one of the good ones. So, no, thank you for coming to chat with me today. But for anybody listening in who wants to look at Alessandro's work and follow him to see what else he gets up to in Italian, whereabouts is the best place to follow you? Give us a bit of a plug for your social media.
Oh, I usually use Instagram, and my account is _bare_evans.cos. Sorry.
Wait. So wait. The account I messaged you on, is that not your real account?
No, it's my private account.
That's your private account.
Yeah. I create a second account where I post only cosplay. Only my works, and because Evans is my private account where I post the picture of my cats, it's only for the real friends. Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad.
Also, you are real.
I'm a real friend. I'm glad.
Yeah. But my cosplay account is _bare_evans.cos.
Oh wow! So that is like your purely official account, is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to follow that one.
Thank you.
No, it's good, because I was going to ask, because obviously at the end of the episode, I'm going to put your link in the description, saying anyone who wants to follow Alessandro, follow this. So do you want me to use that that account? Saying that's the public account, follow that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I did not know that. There we go. I'm glad that we're friends.
Because everyone told me, hey, Mare, why I can see your work... and I can see your story. Dude, because it's a private account, sorry. And everyone, make a public account, please. Oh, okay, please don't shame me. Don't shame me, okay.
Oh, dear. Apart from that, look, thank you so much for joining me, because right now it's Sunday evening and it's sometime in the morning for you, so thank you for speaking.
Thank you, too, for inviting me to your splendid podcast.
Absolute pleasure. So for anyone who has followed us this far, thank you so much for listening. Like I said, give Alessandro's work a follow, show him some support. And as always, you know, if you really liked listening to him, let us know in the comments, either on YouTube or on Instagram. If you didn't like it, if it was, you know, there's too much Italian stallion, it's too much for you to handle, let us know. And again, if there's a particular person that you'd like to learn their life story about and you want me to reach out to, let me know in the comments, because I'm always, you know, trying to reach out to people, have these cool chats. And yeah, we'll see how we go. But thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next week. And Alessandro, give us a big... How do you say it in Italian? Arrivederci? Is it... how do you say goodbye? Farewell.
Ciao a tutti, splendori.
Ciao a tutto splendori. Is that
splendori? It's like a brightness, people. Yeah, you shiny. So hi to everyone, the shining people. So ciao a tutti splendori.
Ciao a tutti splendori. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody. Bye. We'll see you around.
Thanks, too.
Bye.
Bye.